And in Brooklyn, New York, one cemetery is trying to rescue its Civil War past. For 5 years, historians and volunteers at Greenwood Cemetery have been searching their grounds for the lost dead of the Civil War. And on this Memorial Day, they unveiled more than 1,000 new gravestones. NPR's Robert Smith was there.
The sprawling Greenwood Cemetery is usually packed on Memorial Day. A military honor guard is there, and people wander among the giant monuments to great wars and the generals who fought them. But to find the regular soldiers is a bit more difficult.
We know where all the bodies are buried, but we didn't know everyone's story.
Richard Moylan, the president of Greenwood Cemetery, says that of the more than 500,000 people buried here, he suspected there were a few hundred Civil War vets. But back then, amazingly, the cemetery didn't keep records on military service.
Well, not everyone had a government marker. Not everyone was a general. A lot of people just fought in the war, did their duty, and went back to a normal life and died. And we thought it important that we know that. And that's how the project started.
The result of that project sits in a meadow on the side of the cemetery. Historian Jeff Richmond leads me through a field of perfect rows that looks a lot like Arlington National Cemetery.
We have 1,199 gravestones and bronzes here, courtesy of the Veterans Administration. These were the men who were in unmarked graves or whose gravestones were unreadable.
Now they not only have markers, but stories as well. Richmond and a team of volunteers scoured Civil War records over the internet and matched them with the names and birth dates in the cemetery records. Here is William Eddy from Massachusetts, who lost his foot fighting for the Union Army and spent the rest of his life fighting for benefits. This one over here is Edward Jardine, who protected New York from the mobs of the draft riots in 1863.
Oh, actually, one of my favorites is the Prentice brothers. And so they're right over here in front of us.
Clifton Kennedy Prentice fought for the 7th Regiment of New York. His younger brother, William, fought for the Confederate Army. They met on opposite sides of the battlefield at Petersburg, Virginia.
And they are both shot down in the attack. And after giving his brother, the rebel, a dirty look, they embrace on the field and tears are flowing down their cheeks. They are taken to Armory Square Hospital in Washington. And their nurse happens to be Walt Whitman.
So both these brothers end up back here in Brooklyn at the Greenwood Cemetery with no markings that they fought in the war or that they fought against each other.
Exactly, exactly. And just lost to history.
On this Memorial Day, the cemetery invited the living descendants of the Civil War dead. A military band played songs from the era as hundreds of relatives wandered through the gravestones. Robert Cohen from Plainview, Long Island, has brought his son to see his great-great-grandfather.
Well, it's Beekman Moore Granite, Company K, New York 47th Infantry. Died in 1905, natural causes.
Cohen had known a little about his relative, but wasn't exactly sure where he was buried at Greenwood. Finally, having a marker means more than just words on stone.
To know where you came from, and to know who the people who came before you, and what they did for you and for your nation, and so we can live the way we live today.
Cohen helped the cemetery with some of the research of his relative and even discovered a photo.
And I have the same hairline, the receding hairline. Same thing. So you could tell he's definitely Amin's family.
This gravestone and the hundreds of others will be moved over the next few years to the spots where they suspect the remains of each man is buried. Their stories will live on in another way. Greenwood Cemetery is publishing a new book called The Final Camping Ground. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.